Well, I've never seen winds or gusts in my lifetime at the speed and the force that there's out in Strandhill at the moment. The gusts are horrendous. So, like, you know, you feel that it's manageable and then the gusts come up and it's horrendous. Like, I drove out in a very heavy Jeep, a Defender, and she was just lifting everywhere because I had to come out and just check the building, etc. But, yeah, it's bad. I wouldn't veer out to Strandhill for another couple of hours till that dissipates. Well, people shouldn't anyway because the front promenade is closed. Just for safety, but this is definitely, for me anyway, it's a once-in-a-lifetime storm.
And how did your building fare overnight and this morning, Neil? And did you notice were any other buildings or premises impacted as a result of the storm?
Yeah, there's a lot of tiles off the roofs locally here, I can see, because in our back garden there's loads of tiles on the ground. When I was coming here this morning, as you turn off to the airport road, there's a wall completely collapsed with the wind, and there's a lot of debris and stuff like that around there. So, and like, I'm surprised there isn't more roof lifted up here, just with the ferocity. So it's coming in southwest south. So when it comes in from that angle, it takes up a lot more energy from the sea. And it's a lot more aggressive. So that's why people should avoid any coastal areas this morning. At least wait till, you know, the orange warning or yellow warning comes into effect then, and it's safe to travel.
Presumably, the true assessment won't really get underway of businesses and property, potential property damage in Strandhill until this red warning is lifted later this afternoon.
Oh yeah, it'll take a long time to ascertain the damage countywide. We still have power here at the moment, and I think we're very lucky to that effect. But I'd say there's a lot of people in County Sligo. I know in rural areas there that a lot of people have lost power already. You won't get any emergency services or ESB going out in this just yet. It's too dangerous, and I wouldn't blame them either.
I know you've been saying to advise people not to visit Strandhill. Obviously, nobody should be out of their homes or wherever they are for the time being.
Yeah.
But we've heard reports that people are still out there. Neil, what's the story there?
Yeah, I seen a few people out this morning, and I don't think it's wise. I think it's silly because not only are they putting themselves in a kind of a challenging situation, but if, you know, something then happens, then, you know, you're putting other people in, you know, a sticky situation to come out and help them. So I don't think that's wise. Like, I've seen a number of people getting out of cars and they're fine for a while, and then the gusts come and they're literally running down the road with the power of the wind behind them. Then they're getting back in the car, then they're realizing that this is actually a dangerous storm. And they're driving off. Now, in fairness, there's not many people doing that. But I don't think it's a wise decision to even attempt it.
So the council did close off the promenade last night. So have these people effectively ignored that temporary closure?
Yeah, but I mean, look, in every situation like that, you're going to have the curious and the want to come down, you know, and I get that as well. But when it comes to dangerous gusts that we have at the moment, my personal advice to people is to stay clear of the front promenade till the winds ease down, and then when they do, there's a beautiful big swell at the moment. You can take that in, but only when it's safe and only when the warnings come down and you're allowed to do it.
You mentioned there earlier about aggressive gusts. As a business owner located in Strandhill, a beautiful coastal area, but nonetheless a very vulnerable area,
yeah,
of County Sligo, are you worried in terms of the future and the obvious increase in these weather events?
Yeah, well, if you look at the number of storms we've had over the 8 or 9 years, they've been quite more frequent from the southeast and then there in southwest. At the moment, if you look at the weather forecast for the next 7 days, I think there's 4 more storms in a row, but they're not as aggressive as this one. So it's quite a rare phenomenon. And I'd be actually interested to see the max speeds. I think Ophelia was 182 or something like that. And then the big wind in 1839 was, I think, 181 kilometers per hour. So this storm looks like it'll match it. And in places it might go over that. I don't know. I haven't seen any stats yet, you know.